Listen what Jesus said. Now listen, how this is so important. Where two or three are gathered together in my name, what did Jesus say? There am I. Huh? He didn't say I'm up there at the right hand of the Father. He said, wherever you come together and agree in my name, wherever you, he said, what, two of you, for wherever two or three are gathered together in my name, there am I. There am I. Why is he there? He's there to make sure what you two or three agreed on will surely come to pass. We ought to pay more attention to when we come together on things, something go wrong, instead of talking about how bad the child is, how bad the situation is, how hopeless it looks like I'm going to be able to make my bill or pay my bill, or how hopeless this case is. You know, the doctor said this is stuff, this kind of stuff is terminal. We need to pay close attention to what the Lord said. Don't we? And take our stand on the word of God and agree. Because you're here, if somebody, that's why you do not tell everybody what you believe in God for. Because everybody not going to be in faith with you. They're going to go out and talk different. You don't need anybody. You find somebody that's going to agree with you. And you not move, and they won't move. Hello, hello, hello. Because he said, if two of you, two or three, I am right there in the midst. Wow. I'm right there. You know what he said? Turn to John chapter 11. Y'all didn't have this. I didn't give you this one, so. Let's see, can we find it? John chapter 11. I want you to see what Jesus said. John chapter 11. I'll tell you what verse it is in just a minute. Hallelujah. John chapter 11. Glory to God. He said, Yeah, John chapter 11, verse 41. John chapter 11, let's do verse 40. Jesus said unto her, said I not unto thee, that if thou wouldest believe, thou shouldest see the glory of God. You see it? Have you found it? It's not on the screen yet, but have you found it? You see it? If y'all can find it, put it up, because we need to see this. Hallelujah. Then they took away the stone. And the place where the dead, was laid. This is 41. In the place where the dead was laid. Jesus lifts up his eyes and said, listen to what he said now. Because see, this will answer your question. If you have any question, when he said, there am I in the midst of thee. There am I. Okay. Jesus lifts up his eyes and said, Father, I thank thee that thou hast heard me. Verse 42. And I knewest that thou hearest me always. How often? You see that? But because of the people which stand by, I said it, that they may believe that thou sent me. And he said, I knew it. I knew that thou hearest me how often? See, Jesus knew God. He knew and he knows that God always hears him. He never asked for anything that God didn't hear. And 1 John 5:14-15 says, if we ask anything according to the will he hears us, we know that he hears us. What that we ask, we know we have a petition that we desire him, right? So, what it means to be crucified with Christ, that means that old man that couldn't operate in this kingdom is dead. And when he, through the flesh, tried to rise up and give direction to your life, you put him in his place. Hallelujah. You put him in his place, because if you follow that old man and let him rise up and have a say-so, he's going to get you in trouble. If you don't renew your mind and you follow your carnality and become a mind-ruled person without the word, it'll get you in trouble. But if you renew your mind, educate your spirit, put the word of God in your heart and become full of the word, you can always get the answer. Because every answer is yes and amen. Every promise that God has given us in Christ, not a single one of them, every one of them is yes. And amen, so be it, to the glory of God. Every promise. So what we have to do is spend time becoming acquainted with and get a revelation of this and not think we know, but know we know. And as we've been reading the book, Love the Way to Victory, we know how faith works. And we know if we got ill will and all that's going on, we need to get that adjusted quickly. It will hinder your faith. Hello? Right? But when we know this, we're confident. We're not moved by circumstances. We're not moved by naysayers. That's why the scripture said, no weapon formed against me shall prosper. Huh? Every tongue, because you know who you are. And when that tongue rises up to speak against you, you stop it because you are in charge. That person has no right to speak a curse on you when you've been redeemed. That person has no right to tell you what you can't do when God has told you you can do. Hello, hello. That person, or even people, even army, the army may rise against you, and this will I be confident. One thing have I desired of the Lord, that will I seek after, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life. Why? To behold the beauty of the Lord, and to inquire in his temple. I'm going to inquire what's going on in this kingdom that I've been brought into. I'm going to find out what is in this kingdom. I'm not going to listen to those that's a naysayers. I'm not going to listen to what I think, what's his opinion. I'm going to inquire into his kingdom of his will. I'm going to find out what the Father has said. I'm going to latch on to that. I'm going to feed on it. I'm going to meditate on it. I'm going to feed on it. I'm going to meditate on it. I'm going to stay with it until it speaks louder than all the other stuff. Hallelujah. I'm going to build my faith, put my trust in those things that God has said.